Thank you, Otis. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm the chairperson for the personnel committee of the PNB. Today is September the 7th, and we are convening a open session meeting followed by an executive session. And Sandra Rawlins from KPFP in Houston is going to take the role. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Grace Aaron, here. Grace is here. Robin Collier.
Present.
Robin is here. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Here.
Vanessa is present. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina is present. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. Okay. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer.
Oh, that's interesting. He said he was going to attend.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence is here. Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg. Okay. And Sandra Rollin is here.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra. I really appreciate you taking the role. I'm just going to call Ralph real quick. In fact, I'm going to text him. Okay, so I send out a proposed agenda, and I emailed it again today when I emailed the reminder.
Okay, that I didn't get.
It's part of the email I'll send you. It's part of the email I'll send you. You got to scroll down with Robin. Do you see it? Do you got it, Robin? You got to scroll down to the very close to the end of the email. The email that was sent out on the 3rd. Which was Thursday, I believe. So I'm going to go ahead and read the proposed agenda. We did get a motion that was referred to us by the PNB at this past PNB meeting on Thursday. So I'm going to go with number one, volunteers. We did roll call. Volunteers for secretary or somebody that could take notes tonight. Any volunteers? Okay, if anybody takes notes, if you could forward them to me, that'll be very helpful to formulate my report to the PNB. Entertain questions? Yeah? Who's that?
Ralph here.
Hey, Ralph.
Ralph.
Good
doing?
Evening, Ralph.
I'm going to try to scribble some notes. I'll forward them to you.
Thank you, Ralph. I really appreciate you. Okay, so we're on the proposed agenda. We are number two, entertain. We're going to have Tom Livingston be in executive session to discuss the confidential resumes that he sent us from his website posting, Livingston Associates posting. Then I believe that we need to have a discussion about the search timeline, and also additional ED position advertising with other entities. Number four, if any members have additional agenda items, I know Grace did send a motion to the committee in regards to some slight modifications to the job description. So why don't we take that's an open session, right, Grace? You okay with that?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Why don't we go there first, and then we'll go to the motion that was referred I'm hoping that we could be done with this meeting at 8 o'clock Pacific time, which will be 11 o'clock Eastern time. Go ahead, Grace. You have the floor. Oh, hold on one second. Any other agenda items for members? Okay, hearing none. Grace, you have the floor.
Okay, let me find the what I wanted to add. I looked over the job description, which is listed. It's in the materials. It's on the Livingston & Associates website, and I sent a link to everybody on this committee. I think the job description is kind of overly wordy, but I don't think we should bother reviewing it now because it'll just take too long. It's maybe in the future we can edit it a bit. But I would like to add a few things. The first thing was just a correction. There's a word matter that should be replaced by the word manner. I'll go back to that because I'll have to get the job description to give you the context. The second thing is I think that objective performance criteria metrics should be included in the job description. And I suggest that the following wording be added near the beginning. And it would be under the category expectations, and this is what I'd like to add. The Pacifica National Board expects the executive director to increase the total revenue, net income, membership, program quality, and listenership of our stations through good management and to ensure that our archives, national office, and affiliate network are maintained and functioning efficiently. The executive director will ensure that all federal, state, and local laws and regulations are complied with, that legal matters are competently handled, and financial reporting is completed in a timely manner. So that's what I'd like to add, first of all. And in the management section, I'd like to add a sentence, a bullet point that says, has experience and is comfortable with long-distance management. Because we have five stations, and managing a company or a radio station or a TV station, whatever, on site is very different from managing eight different entities off site. So I think that experience in long distance management is important. It's my opinion. So I'd like to add those two things. So the first thing would be this paragraph, the PNB expects the executive director to increase the total revenue, net income, membership program quality, and listenership of our stations, blah, 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 that.
Okay. Thank you for those suggestions, Grace. Is there any discussion or questions to Grace or any concerns about the motion? About the suggested changes? And I just want to say one thing. That we will be discussing the job description in the future, in the very near future, because I know some members had some suggested changes as well, Grace. Okay, so is there any discussion in regards to the proposed changes in the job description? Okay, so are there any objections to adding these modifications to the job description? Okay, hearing none, it's done. Thank you, Grace, for spending time on doing that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda that I'd like to dispense with is the motion that was referred from the PNB. Where is it? Where I just had it. Does anybody have that handy? Because I went to Grace's thing, for some reason, I can't find it.
It's in the same email that you sent to me.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll just go there. Okay, here we go. So this is a motion that was made by Alice, the chair, and director from WBAI. So does anyone want to read it, or do you prefer that I read it? Okay. So there's it was suggested that they come to the governance committee, I guess, for vetting. I know one of the articles that was quoted is Article 7, which mandates the responsibilities of the other SPEs in regards to management evaluations. And I guess that also includes PDs. But I don't see PD in this motion. I think that's one thing we should add. Has everybody read it? I know everybody will. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to mute ourselves. There's an echo. Including me. So this is the motion. If you want me to dispense with the reading, I could, and we could just go right to discussion. Any concerns about this motion? I'll take it back.
Vanessa.
Vanessa, I heard Vanessa. Is that you?
Okay. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Okay, so I was just going to suggest, since it's being live streamed, if maybe reading it for the benefit of anybody who's listening, so they know what we're talking about.
Good point.
That's an excellent point, Vanessa. So I'll, unless you want to read it.
Nope.
Okay. All right, I'll read it. But this was part of new business at the September 3rd PMB meeting. Motion on management evaluation by Director Alice Steinberg from WBAI. Whereas the local station boards are charged with the task of a yearly evaluation of management, and whereas a management evaluation requires strict guidelines to ensure fairness, objectivity, and adherence to the legal requirements and respect for the rights of all involved, the Pacifica National Board directs the local station boards to implement the following procedures. One, a management evaluation should be assigned to an ad hoc committee. I have an amendment on that, but I'll voice it later. To an ad hoc committee of the local station board created specifically to fulfill that function. Number two, the committee shall consist of a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 9 members to be selected by page 3 or 4, either by an STV vote of the entire LSP or by consensus. Number three, the LSP at its discretion may allow non-LSP members to join the committee. The LSP members must make up at least 2/3 of the members of the committee. All committee members, including non-LSP members, must be approved by either a vote of the entire LSP or by the consensus of the LSP. Non-LSP members cannot participate in votes for committee membership. Non-LSP members may participate only in the procedural aspects of the committee, not the confidential evaluation itself. 4, all members of the committee must sign a non-disclosure agreement. 5, the committee shall follow standard human, I amended it at the PMB, human resources practices in conducting their evaluation. These include the use of surveys, interviews to collect the views of staff reporting to the manager, of colleagues who work with the manager, and of LSV members. Analysis of matrix in meeting financial and other goals and consideration of historical circumstances shall play an essential role in the evaluation. The evaluation process should follow accepted guidelines for objectivity, this compliance with all legal and contractual obligations. The committee may ask for assistance from Pacifica Human Resources, from the Pacifica Human Resources Division, if questions arise in the course of this process. 6, meetings of the Management Evaluation Committee shall be properly noticed to comply with CPB and FCC requirements. meetings where the committee considers personnel, legal, and contractual issues must be held in executive session. Only other three members of the committee may participate in the executive sessions. Meetings that discuss the procedures the committee will adopt must be held in open session. The Management Evaluation Committee, number seven, the Management Evaluation Committee should make a recommendation based on their estimation of the data they have collected and report it to the local station board when its business is completed. Eight, the local station board meeting in executive session shall vote on the recommendation of the Management Evaluation Committee and pass it on and pass its recommendation to the executive director as mandated in the Pacifica bylaws. Number nine, a management evaluation from a local station board that fails to meet these guidelines should be considered null and void. Number 10, local station boards that fail to perform a yearly evaluation of management shall be subject to disciplinary action by the Pacifica National Board. Okay, are there any concerns, any questions, anybody want to be on the stack in regards to this motion?
Vanessa to the stack, but I need to, I had to switch rooms, so I just need to go back and find the, I need to ask a question, but I just need like a minute, so I don't know if somebody else wants to go first.
Okay,
I'll get you when you come back.
I'd like to be on the stack. Alex, this is Sandra.
Please say your name when you want to be on the stack.
Sandra.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, Sandra, you have the floor. Sandra, you have the floor.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I object to number 10. It doesn't spell out what kind of disciplinary action they're talking about. And just open-ended like that, it could be anything. You know, like not letting the PMB directors participate in PMB meetings. And also, there's no time frame as to when this is supposed to go into effect. Is that supposed to be applicable for this year? Or does it start next year? There's a lot of stuff I really don't like about this particular motion. Do I think management needs to be evaluated yearly? Yes. Do I think the makeup of the management review committee that's spelled out in this motion is a good one? No, it's very complicated. I've stated before that in Houston we have a management selection and review committee. Anybody on the LSB who wants to be a member of it can be a member of it. They have to attend three consecutive meetings to be a voting member. We do not have non-LSB members on the committee, and I don't think that non-LSB members should be on the committee. Should the committee reach out to staff and other people that work under the manager? Yes, and that has been done in the past here in Houston. So I think it's a little bit micromanaging. I don't know if that's the right term, but it just seems very heavy-handed to me. It doesn't allow for LSBs to be autonomous in how they choose to handle this. And then the last part almost seems kind of threatening, like if you don't do this, you will face disciplinary action. But it doesn't spell out what kind of disciplinary action that might be. So, you know, I would go back to the drawing board on this one. That's just my opinion, but thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Vanessa, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. So I agree with what Sandra said, a lot of what she said, and especially in terms of non-LSB members. I'm not sure how they would be in a position to be able to evaluate management when they're not interacting with management in such a way that would allow them to have enough information to be able to evaluate. If this document relates to, I know it says management, my understanding, at least at PSW, is that the LSB evaluates the GM and then the GM evaluates the PD. And so I guess I see that maybe because I'm familiar with it, as being preferable to having the LSB evaluate both the GM and the PD. So she sends the PD reports to the GM. It's the GM that reports to the LSB. And so I'd want some clarification. You know, at least based on what I know now, I would definitely not want the LSB evaluating the PD, especially at PFW. So that's all I have for right now.
Thank you, Sandra. Anyone else?
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I have one more issue. It's under number three. It says non-LSB members may participate only in the procedural aspects, but not the confidential evaluation itself. So I don't really understand that. It sounds like they can partially participate. So that goes back to Sandra's point about not having LSB members. It's like either everybody equally participates or not.
Okay, thank you.
Robin,
anyone else for the staff?
Robin?
Go ahead, Robin. You have the floor.
Also, in number eight, it says, number nine says, a management evaluation from a local station board that fails to meet this guideline shall be considered null and void. Seems to me that gives the PNB an awful lot of power to just throw everything out if it doesn't exactly match these recommendations. So I kind of agree with Sandra and Vanessa. This is very controlling of the LSB. You know, I mean, they definitely need to be doing yearly evaluations, and they have failed in many cases to do that, but it seems very heavy-handed, controlling, micromanagement kind of thing that's set out here.
This is Grace from staff.
Go ahead, Grace. And, I'm gonna put myself on the stack, too. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. In the special powers and duties of the local station boards, in the bylaws, it says Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Special Powers and Duties. Point C is to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. And point F, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's program director. So the local station board is charged with evaluating both the general manager and the program director per the bylaws. Now, this begs a question, and that is that what does the national board do if the local station board is not carrying out its powers and duties? I mean, powers is one thing, but there are duties, for instance, to approve a budget, et cetera, and to do these evaluations. So what is the national board to do? Is the national board, can a local station board just become completely ineffective and irresponsible and there's no oversight? Technically, per the bylaws, the local station boards are committees of the national board. So there is some oversight and some power of the national board over them. I'm not saying that the national board should completely micromanage the local station boards, but on the other hand, what do you do if the local station board is not fulfilling its duties? Just a question.
Thank you,
Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra. Then I'm going to put myself after you. Go ahead, Sandra.
Sabrina for the stack.
Who's that? Good question.
Sabrina for the
stack. Okay, go ahead, Sandra, then Sabrina, then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Oh, go ahead, Sandra. You have the floor.
Okay, so, yeah, that's a good question. But, again, that brings me back to what kind of timeline we're looking at. You know, does the PMB issue a directive to all the LSB chairs that you need to start your management review process by a certain date, and how long would they allow the LSBs to conduct the review? And in Houston, I know that one of the reviews that I participated in, it took several months, and there was some conflict about reviewing the program director because the program director answers to the general manager. That doesn't mean that people can't ask questions and give input. But I just really feel like this particular motion, as it's currently written, it's demanding a lot, but it's not giving any real direction. So there would need to be specifics that, you know, management reviews start on such and such date and should be completed by such and such date. And then I think that the LSB should be allowed to choose which members participate as LSB members. And in Houston, we do it as self-selecting. We anybody who wants to participate is free to do so. They just have to attend 3 meetings in order to be a voting member. So thank you.
Thank you. Sabina Jacobs, KPFA.
Thank you, Chair Lawrence. Yeah, I definitely agree with what Sandra said, with what Vanessa said, and I think drilling down on the question that Grace is asking is, you know, pertinent to the revision of this particular motion, because just like Sandra said twice, you know, there's nothing specific as far as, you know, you will do this, and but this will happen if you don't do it. You know, there's nothing specific as far as, you know, a reprimand and the repercussions for being reprimanded. And as far as in regards to Grace's question, what is the chain of command? That's not carved out in the bylaws. You know, what is the chain of command? What happens when, you know, an LSE isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing as far as what is mandated in the bylaws? So that needs to be fleshed out. And I think that this motion needs to be scrapped completely, and they need to get specific as far as what they're wanting in regards to these evaluations being done properly. I know that at KPFA, we have been dotting our I's and crossing our T's to the nth degree as far as doing the evaluations that we have on our plate right now. So there needs to be some specific repercussions, if there are to be any repercussions, for not doing them at all. I know some of the other local station boards have not been doing them. We have yet to see any type of evaluation coming from the other stations in regards to, I mean, except for O'Neill. I mean, he's in his class right now. But, so this needs to be more specific. We need to drill down on exactly, or the person that wrote it needs to drill down exactly on what they want and what they want to see in regards to how these evaluations are being put into effect and brought to the PNC.
Thank you, Sabrina. Are you done? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to be on the stack? Okay, I'll take my turn. Who's that?
No, I'll wait for you. This is Vanessa. I'll wait for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. Okay, so now I'm a old member from that Full for Listener Democracy. I believe that this motion is cumbersome and somewhat ambiguous. So I think and it lacks direction and an implementation plan. And I think the critique and the analysis that some of the members have shared, I'd like to include that in the report out, so it could go to the motion maker in regards to what to do. Now, I've served on GM search committees back in the early 2000s, where we had listeners sign a non-disclosure agreement, and they were listeners with impeccable integrity. And so that was covered in that way. And in regards to ad hoc, I believe that I don't have a problem with ad hocs, but I believe that Robert's Rules of Order provides more specific direction in regards to when we call this a committee, it should be a committee, not an ad hoc group. An ad hoc group is a very temporary group. And I know at KPFK, when back in the early 2000s, we had listeners on the committee. And even when we had two finalists, we had town halls for the listeners to come and ask questions. So, I mean, so that's one thing, which I think really encourages listeners' democracy and engagement of our stakeholders. So, and then the other thing that concerns me is, let's see, where is it? The other thing that concerns me is a lack of specific sanctions. I don't like disciplinary. I prefer sanctions because I don't think everybody on these committees are going to be behaving erratically or non-disciplinary way. So I would like, I think, either sanctions or measures. Measures taken by the Pacifica National Board. So that's my recommendation to that. One of the things I like to do is I like to ask the members that provided that excellent analysis of this motion just because this lack of direction doesn't mean this motion was referred to this committee for direction. So I like those members to submit that in writing, so when we report out, we could report it out to the PNB with those recommendations or with that input. Maybe we don't need to call it recommendations. Maybe we just need to call it input. Oh, the other thing that concerns me is that non-LSB members may participate only in procedure aspects of the committee. What's that? That's very ambiguous too. What procedural aspects are we saying that they could second the motion, make a motion? Can they participate in the Robert's Rules of Order gymnastics that a lot of the committees engage in? So that's my other concern. But I think I would depart from my esteemed colleagues and say that I believe in listening to democracy, and I believe that that listeners should have full participation rights just as long as they sign in a legally binding non-disclosure agreement. So that's my input, and I will submit that in writing. Does the members that critiqued and provided that narrative and that analysis, do you object to providing your concerns in writing?
Point of order.
Go ahead, state your point of order.
There's someone who's taking notes now, who's kind enough to take notes. I don't know if that person captured the concerns that were raised, and maybe that, I mean, unless people just want to write notes, but if it's already captured.
Well, Vanessa, I asked for volunteers, a volunteer note taker, and Ralph has agreed to take some notes, but I think it's incumbent upon all of us to take some kind of note. So especially those people that provided a narrative.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace, you're recognized.
Vanessa's to the stack also.
Oh, that's right. Vanessa was first, Grace. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, overall, it is a problem. It is legitimately a problem, and so it's a matter of how to address it. It's tricky. It's not, you know, a regular company. It's not a regular, you know, structure. So it is a tricky thing, and you know, some LSBs have been really negligent in their duties to get this done. And so, what do you do? How do you address it? I think some LSBs have tried, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked. You know, a small minority can just, you know, put a wrench in the works and just mangle everything up. I just wanted to say, I think it's the start, but then appropriately identified as a problem, it is a problem, and this is the start, and so we have the luxury of after somebody has, you know, said, hey, here's some ideas, you know, we get the luxury of kind of picking it apart. But at least it's a point from which we can all say, okay, well, this maybe this isn't it. Maybe these are some good parts. These are some parts we change, but at least it gives a starting point.
Sorry, Grace, I was talking. Thank you, Vanessa, for your comments. Grace Aaron, KPFK?
Yes. In the past, KPFK and the management review, what is meant by having non-LSB members at sometimes in the past at KPFK were allowed to be on the personnel committee, but only for the procedural elements. What was meant by that is deciding on the format of a survey, for instance, on what the procedure would be, what the timeline would be for the evaluation, that type of procedure, but never to have anything to do with the actual evaluation of any manager. The same was true of any choosing a pool of candidates or doing a search for a program director or a search for a general manager. So that was what was meant was about having non-LSB members be part of the committee only for the procedural. The procedural aspects are limited to the planning and the structure of how the evaluation is done, not the evaluation itself. I think that it would be good for this committee to suggest different wording for this motion or to decide that the motion should be entirely scrapped. And personally, I think that our first priority should be the executive director's search and that we should just postpone consideration of this motion for a while. I see what you're saying. Send it back to the makers of the motion. I don't know if that's what you all want to do with suggestions, but maybe we can just revise the motion to our liking. I think that was the intention of referring it to this committee.
Sounds like you made a motion.
Was that a motion?
Hold on, please.
Well,
one at a time.
I don't have a strong feeling about this. I'm just making a suggestion. I'm not necessarily. If others want to postpone consideration of this, I don't know why the echo is there.
Okay, so
it's a possibility. You could postpone this.
Okay, so there is a motion to postpone this discussion because the committee has some work to do. But I really enjoyed and liked the narratives that were provided by Sabina Jacobs of KPFA, Vanessa Ditson-Briggs on WPFW, and Sandra Rawlins from KPFT. So even if we're going to postpone this, I think we will rob, I think we will deny the opportunity of the motion maker to take another look at this. And I also like Grace to submit the suggested wording in regards to procedural matters. So is that acceptable to the committee?
Lawrence, this is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, just to be clear, we're talking about postponing consideration of this motion as currently written, but that members of this committee who have provided input tonight would be willing to put our suggestions in writing and send it back to the original maker. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, Sandra, I was on mute. So, yeah, that is correct. That's That's what the chair is suggesting. Because I think just because the motion is somewhat ambiguous and maybe a little too global, and you know, you can't paint everything with one brush. Each station has a different culture, a different LSB philosophy. So I think that's why I would like the input. So when we report out, we could postpone it with the input. That's all. Is that agreeable to the committee?
I agree.
Sabrina, I don't agree. I do not agree. Sabrina.
Sabrina does not agree. Okay. Can you share why you don't agree, Sabrina?
Well, this is all. These are all mandates that are already stated. They're clearly stated in the bylaws. So it struck me as redundant initially, and then when you take it apart, it's like, okay, well, there's no real specification as far as, you know, repercussions for not following those mandates. There's no, you know, chain of command as far as, you know, who is going to be enforcing this, you know, these mandates. So it doesn't make any sense. It needs to be completely fleshed out. You know, what's not in the bylaws, that's what needs to be in the motion, not some, you know, repetition of what the bylaws just said. I mean, you just read those bylaws, basically. That's what the motion is. And it's silly, and it's, you know, we're pretty much wasting our time. I think we should be moving on to Tom Livingston and his associates and getting down with the whole executive director thing.
Okay, thank you, Sabrina, for your comments. So Sabrina objects to providing the input.
Point of information, apologies, Mr. Chair. I am actually sending recommendations right now. I'm typing them up, and I'm going to email them to everybody right now. So I am putting those here, but I just wanted to make that comment, that statement. So.
Thank you, Sabrina. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you.
So,
can point of information, can we fix this echo before we bring Tom Livingston on? It's terrible.
Another number. So hopefully, if we have the same echo, then we will deal with that. I'd like to take two more minutes in regards to this matter. Who has the point of information? Go ahead.
So when you say postpone, maybe that's what I'm not clear about. Postpone to me means put it off to some other distant day and just don't deal with it, don't do anything. So if that's what you mean, then I think for the same reasons that Sabrina said, I would object to that. If it were the action that we took was to say we discussed it and this is our feedback or our input, so that whomever's working on it can then, you know, maybe try to flush it out in more of a way that we had identified in some other ways. I don't know if Alex is the only motion maker. I don't know if there were people other, you know, in addition to him who worked on this. But like I said, it is necessary. It is already in the bylaws, as Sabrina said. So why we would be postponing it, I'm not sure in terms of, because would it come back to us? At some point, I heard someone say, well, we need to focus on the ED search, which is true. But my understanding of the ED search is that the search firm does a lot of it. So I don't know. I'm just not clear about how the terms are being used in terms of postpone and what would be a next step other than I just don't know what the next steps would be.
Okay, so let me try to address that. I'm amicable to the suggestions from Sabrina and yourself that we don't postpone and that we provide the input to the motion maker and I'll report out in regards to this referred motion. So we don't have to postpone. If we dispense of it, then it won't come back to the committee again unless it gets referred again. Does that make sense, Vanessa?
So it sounds like either way, whether it's postponed or not, that we would provide feedback. So I guess the motion to postpone would be postponed from us, not, you know, for us, for this committee not to deal with it?
No, if it's postponed in the committee, according to Robert's rules of order, we need to postpone it to a certain day or to the next meeting, which is on the 24th.
I see.
I mean, on the 14th, I'm sorry.
So postpone to a date certain.
Right. So I think your suggestion and Sabrina's suggestion is good. Does the committee agree to that? No postponement, providing input. This way we could sort out and dispense with the referral.
This is Grace. I have a question.
Go ahead, Grace. We have the...
Okay. If we give input to the makers of the motion, who were Tom Voorhees and Alex Steinberg, do we expect them to revise the motion and bring it back to this committee or to the PNB?
I think we would transfer the motion, and the motion makers will either revise it and submit it again to the PNB. Because it'll be out of our hands, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any objections to the suggestion provided by Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, WPSW, and Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA?
This is Robin.
Go ahead, Robin. You have the floor.
I don't think if you read Sabrina's email, I don't think you're accurately reflecting what she wants to happen. This needs to be scrapped and started over again, basically. The writers of the motion just don't understand the situation, obviously. It needs to be completely rewritten. Take right from scratch, and it should come back to this committee, not to the PNB. Otherwise, it looks like we're approving it with just some suggestions. That's not what we're doing.
Okay, Robin, good point. Is that motion from you? I just read Sabrina's email.
I'll make that as a motion. But if you read Sabrina's email, that's more or less what she said. It should be scrapped and rewritten.
Okay, and you want this committee to take it up?
Yeah.
And are we right?
Yes.
Okay. I would take any objections to Robin's recommendation. Okay, hearing none.
Okay, I have a question.
Hey, Grace, you have the floor.
First of all, I'm sorry, but I don't have Sabrina's email in front of me.
I don't either.
Could it be read for the?
Sure. For the public, yeah.
So that the public can hear it?
Yeah. Sabrina, you want me to read it, or you want to read it? Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, I can read it.
Go ahead, Sabrina. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. Okay.
It was sent to the whole committee and about to you.
Yeah, I've got Grace Aaron, and I've got Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. You probably said that if you didn't receive it, here it is as follows. For the record, input on motion referred by the PNB from Alex Steinberg from the PNB meeting of 9/3/2020. In regards to the motion stated below, specifics need to be clearly stated on how the mandates are executed, and assuming there are repercussions for not following said mandates of the bylaws, then those should be clearly stated.
Point of order. With the echo, I can't hear you clearly, Sabrina. At least read it much more slowly because it's unintelligible.
In regards
okay,
to the motion
so
stated below, specifics need to be clearly stated.
Problem.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should fetch all this in regards to the echo.
Sure.
Grace, can you text them? Please? Can you text all this?
I'm not by my cell phone, Lawrence. I'm not by my cell phone. It would take me too long.
Everyone just needs to mute except the speaker.
Yeah, everyone is... If you mute yourself, the echo will probably disappear. Like it now, like it just did. Sabina, can you please read the suggestion again? Sorry.
In regards to the motion stated below, because I put it on the same email string that you sent out, Lawrence, right before the meeting, specifics need to be clearly stated on how the mandates are executed, and assuming there are repercussions for not following said mandates of the bylaws, then those should be clearly stated. This motion should be scrapped and rewritten. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sabrina. So Robin Kalia from the Affiliates Network, and I'm sorry, Robin, I don't remember the call letter. The call letters.
KCEI.
Okay, thank you. Has made a recommendation that we rewrite the motion. So we're going to rewrite this motion. Are we going to use it as a baseline?
This is Robin, if you want to answer. I think we should take the suggestions that were made and just maybe we can get two people to agree to rewrite it. Maybe Sabrina and Sandra, maybe.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Okay, so...
Vanessa to the stack, I just have...
go ahead, Vanessa, you have the floor.
Okay, I don't object to it, but I would like to add something in terms of scrapping it. I didn't realize when it was read that it was going to come back to this committee to be rewritten, but that's fine if that's the decision, but at least to identify... what the feedback is, or maybe necessary since this committee is going to rewrite it, or a subcommittee of this committee is going to rewrite it, to identify what at least the general feedback, what the concerns were about the motion is as written. But again, I did not realize it was going to come back to this committee, so maybe that's a moot point.
Yeah, that was the consensus as we discussed the motion. I'd like to just give it one more minute. I'd like to recommend a working group, and I will be more than happy to be part of that working group. But the narrative and the analysis that's provided by Vanessa, Sabrina, Sandra, and then Robin Kalia, I think you guys could take the lead on this.
I defer to others. I think every point I made was basically pretty much in agreement with what Sabrina had already said. So, you know, no need for me to be redundant.
Okay. So I heard some different stuff from you, Vanessa.
Lawrence, this is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I will be happy to work with Sabrina and you and any other member of this committee.
Okay.
In order to try to nail down a better version of this motion so that we can send it back to the PNB.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. I'll be more than happy to work on those. Anyone else who want to volunteer to work on this working on this group? Okay. So it's Sabrina, Sandra, and myself. Anyone else? Robin, you want to join the group?
No, I trust you guys.
Okay. Okay, so I think we should move on to the executive session because we have consensus as to what we're going to do with the motion. So I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in, streaming the meeting. Are there any other concerns that anybody want to bring up? Okay, we are adjourned. Let's take a five-minute break. And we'll go into executive session after to check Tom Livingston.